Howdy and welcome to Spectrum West, everybody. I'm Al Ross. We have a jam-packed show, so we better dive in. Today, Howard Guitar Lidke, one of the best ambassadors for giving Western Wisconsin a reputation for being the place talented people come from. He has a new CD, and it's all about his journey to find, then finding, and now playing with a guitar-playing idol of his when he was young. Now they're Pickin' Piers, recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. A conversation and a sample. Jim Oliver's here with what's on stage around here. That's a bit later on, and he's going to share a chat he had with Robin Murray, a UW River Falls professor of stage and screen arts, department chair and director of The White Snake, opening and running through March 5th at the Blanche Davis Theater on the UWRF campus. And we'll be talking about the sport of curling, popular stuff around these parts. If, like me, you don't know much about it, this may help you, and you'll find out how to keep learning more about it and where. First, do you realize we can't do any of this without you? Spectrum West, talking about you, the creative, talented people of Western Wisconsin, and you, the generous people of Western Wisconsin. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive, although it feels a little more springy, I'd have to admit. I'm Al Ross. Dean Kallenbach is in the studio with me. We're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support the programs that you rely on, programs like this one, Spectrum West. Please make your gift now if you can at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And as Al said, it takes just a few minutes of your time to support Wisconsin Public Radio right now. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories and the programs and the segments that we have here on Spectrum West that keep you connected to the world and to Western Wisconsin. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, for the past 22, 23 years, Spectrum West has been dedicated to showcasing the culture of Western Wisconsin. And along with your host, Al Ross, you explore the music, the art, the theater, and literature that inspires this community.
You listen to Spectrum West for this kind of access to what's going on right here in Western Wisconsin. Your desire to connect with the local scene is really the inspiration for this show, and it's your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 that really makes it all possible. So give now as generously as you can.
And you do give to WPR to support programs you love, like Spectrum West, and as an added incentive, we have something special during this winter membership drive.
Ooh.
It's the latest WPR t-shirt.
Wow. It's gray.
Yep.
With a cool design. The t-shirt is USA made. That's important. Printed right here in Wisconsin. It's yours when you give $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120. Ask for your t-shirt now and show your support for WPR when you make your pledge at WPR.org, that's online, or by phone at 888-202-2552.
I'm Dean Kallenbach with Al Ross asking for your support of WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift of $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, well, that's the right amount.
You bet. Wisconsin Public Radio, you know, is your radio station, the one that wakes you up in the morning, rides with you on your commute, keeps you company during the day, and gives you the arts, music, and culture of Western Wisconsin on Thursdays and Fridays.
Well, and the beauty of public radio in general, Wisconsin Public Radio in particular, is that you get to decide how much to pay for the programs you enjoy. Now, a number of our first-time donors give $5 a month.
Your gift, combined with donations from other listeners, add up to WPR's single largest source of funding. Wow. Become our next new member right now, if you can, at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Part of the culture we talk about often on Spectrum West is the beautiful environment we enjoy here in Western Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
The forests, the rivers, the parks, some of the best things about living here.
And you know, we like to think of WPR as a natural resource, too. We think of you guys out there as obviously our richest natural resource, especially on programs like Spectrum West, something that's available to everyone, something that's fundamental to living in Wisconsin. With your pledge, you keep WPR a strong resource that everyone can enjoy. So contribute now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
What do you spend a dollar a day on? Snack from the vending machine, your phone. It's easy to spend a dollar a day on something that's part of your daily routine.
Uh-huh. What about Wisconsin Public Radio? Mm-hmm. WPR is your daily news source, your conversation starter, your place to learn more. It's your public radio. So support it today and every day. Give a dollar a day. Good idea. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not quite there, a $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio is just over 30 cents a day. Now, you probably spend a lot more than 30 cents a day on things you value less than WPR.
So, spend a little right now, and you'll get a lot in return. Join, renew, or make an extra gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Whether you go online or call, you will be investing in a station that you use.
Love to hear from you right now during Spectrum West. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really helps.
And this pledge drive, support the radio you love, and here we go, ask for your WPR t-shirt. It's yours when you give $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're not a sustainer, here's your chance. It's easy to sign up, and it's easy to set up with convenient ongoing monthly donations coming from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, your gift is powerful. It really does make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you, and let's get back to Spectrum West. Let's do that, shall we? In all the stimulating material I have the opportunity to read each week, one subject recently popped up a couple times, the sport of curling, very much a part of the culture of Western Wisconsin. They're currently introducing new folks to curling in Rice Lake, and in Eau Claire, the curling club sports some very notable players and teams. So we decided to learn more from Jeff Thompson, manager of the Eau Claire Curling Club, and Jeff, that's G-E-O-F-F, Goodland, who's a member of a senior men's national championship team. Mr. Goodland initiating the conversation with how curling began way back when in Scotland.
It was, I guess, the alternative to golf. Ponds were frozen, and so a lot of the same traditions and etiquette and sportsmanship are part of curling that are part of golf.
So why is it called curling? Because the stone curls, or what?
Yes. As the rock moves down the distance of the ice, the rock actually has more friction on one side making contact with the ice than the other side. Therefore, it curls, and it curls at an increasing rate as it goes down the ice.
How far is the distance after letting it go?
A typical sheet's about 150 feet long.
Oh, wow. And how wide?
16 feet approximately. Different. They'll vary between clubs, but I think 16 feet is the Olympic size of the ice.
So I noticed that on the Eau Claire Curling Club logo, it says, "Welcome to our house." It's kind of neat. Of course, you can't have a house warming because then the ice will melt, I determine.
Excellent point. The house is the target at the far end of the sheet.
It's basically
a large bullseye.
Good. I need to know all that stuff. As early as 1876, this stuff started. 1876 was your club.
The first organization was formed, I think, in 1876.
And then the big incorporation came in 56, I read. Your club is a good example of the old slogan, where there's a will, there's a way, because I understand that years ago there were some hardships, unheated stuff, barrels of water, to make the ice, because there was no running water. And any of you privy to all that history? And are members today appreciative of that history?
The whole idea of no running water, that predates all of us.
There were pioneers, though, that without them, what would you guys be doing, huh?
Absolutely. The technology in curling has changed tremendously over the last 50 years and even over the last 20 years. The quality of the ice surface, the professionally groomed ice, is very, very different from when they were playing out on the ponds.
I don't even know much about hockey, but at least I know that there's a Zamboni and stuff like that. Do you have the same stuff when you do a curling? What do you call it, a curling rink?
The individual playing surface is called a sheet.
A sheet.
You play on a sheet of ice. It is completely different than hockey ice. We don't have a Zamboni. In fact, we have a very high-precision scraping machine that scrapes the ice perfectly flat to within fractions of a millimeter.
Wow.
Once the ice is perfectly flat, you give it a very specific texture with what's called a pebbling can, and it's for lack of an easier description, sort of like a big shower head that you sprinkle droplets of water on the ice.
Huh. For what reason?
The running surface of the stone is actually very small, a little ridge on the bottom of the stone, and it rides up on the surface of those bumps. If it weren't for the bumps, the rocks basically wouldn't go anywhere.
Within the course of an evening of you guys having a good time, the ice lasts? You don't have to redo it?
One can hope. If the ice maker has done their job well, it will last and play the same at the end as the beginning. Variances such as the temperature change in the room because of the bodies, things like that will change.
And you have an ice manager. That'll be a lot of pressure.
It is. And as we talked about the difference in ice now versus even 20 years ago, players now who might complain about a little straight spot in the ice or a little variance in speed kind of don't know how good they have it compared to the old days.
That's the voice of Jeff Thompson. That's the J-E-F-F, Jeff. He's manager of the Eau Claire Curling Club. We have another Jeff, Jeff Goodland, and that's the G-E-O-F-F, Jeff. He's skip of the National Senior Men's Champions, and you've been around the block a few times.
I've been a club member since 77.
Okay.
And 77 was the first year that we had refrigeration to maintain the ice.
Okay.
We weren't as worried then at with the weather, although the old club was uninsulated, so we didn't have great control of the conditions, but we were able to maintain ice, much more consistent ice.
So back in 77, when you joined the club, were you a curler at that time, or is that when you started it?
No, I had been playing about 10 years prior to that. My hometown was Portage, and then I was going to school here, and so that's what brought me to Eau Claire.
So what brought you to curling? Remember your first time doing it, and why?
The whole family was involved in curling.
Is that something you can do in your backyard?
You could.
I did. Dad flooded a skating rink in the backyard, and we made up curling stones with coffee cans full of some cement and threw a wrought iron handle in it, and they didn't work too well, but we tried it.
Now, you have a newbie Bodenspiel next weekend. We've already talked about a few terms that I didn't know, and they're all of them I probably don't know. Bodenspiel, what's that?
A Bodenspiel is a curling tournament.
A tournament, okay.
Typically held over a weekend. We have three Bodenspiels each year at our club.
Should I say spiel rather than spiel? It's the German thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I hear people call it both ways. So
okay.
Whatever.
I'll do it one way, and the next time I'll do it the other way.
The spiel this coming weekend is for newer curlers to get an opportunity to experience the Bodenspiel experience without going up against juggernaut teams such as Jeff here.
Are there lots of curling clubs in towns all over Wisconsin?
I think there's about 27 clubs in Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Right in this area, we have ourselves, Rice Lake, Centerville, and then if you go a little further away over to Wausau, they have one of the largest clubs in the country.
So your mission statement uses the phrase, the spirit of curling. What is the spirit of curling?
You know, essentially, curling is a gentleman's game, historically. And when I say gentleman, I do not mean only men.
Yes.
It is very much a game of tradition, of honor, for the most part. Until you get to very high levels of play, there's no officials. Call your own fouls. The spirit of the game is really, it's a very social game. One of the expectations is after a game, you'll sit down with your opponents and share a drink.
The other Jeff, Jeff Goodland, congratulations on your national championship that I read about. And I read that you've won a couple times before. You have some silver in a world competition, the 2016 version coming in April in Sweden. And you are the skip. That means that you're the captain, yes?
The skip is responsible to call the shots, call the game, determines the strategy for each end and each shot, also calls the sweeping.
What, do you yell at them to sweep?
You yell loud.
Is there a democratic process on the team, though, when you're calling the shots? Is it like a golfer and a caddy where they kind of talk about it, or do you just say, do this, and they do it?
I think that varies between the teams.
Okay.
You know, some teams, no, it's just the skip calls the shot. Our team, you know, if I call a shot, I might get an idea from the body language at the other end of the sheet that they're thinking something else, and I'm open to that because, you know, we do work together as a team, and we've been playing together long enough. We start to think alike.
That's Jeff Goodland, and we're talking curling on Spectrum West this week, along with Jeff Thompson, who's the manager of the Eau Claire Curling Club. Is it so that everybody can curl, or are there physical limitations like a bad back or something where people can't do it?
It's really one of the greatest things about the sport. It's a lifetime sport. At our club, we have members as young as six in our junior program and several members, I believe, in their 70s. There's lots of different ways to go about the delivery. If you need to adapt, you can use a stick, and then it becomes a little bit more like shuffleboard.
Oh, sure.
There is a very active wheelchair curling program in the United States. One of the really great things about it is there's no specific body type that's required to be a curler. You can look across a room and go, none of you people are going to be in the NBA. But you can look across a room and go, any of you theoretically could be in the Olympics. If you have certain techniques and abilities, it's not a specific body type thing.
Are there rock stars in curling who are coming up with new ways of delivering and twisting their bodies? Or is it all pretty fundamental?
I think it's pretty fundamental. You know, there's proven techniques, and most everybody follows those. There's been some new developments, some changes in equipment, and the need to dial some of those back the same way they've done it in golf.
Sure.
You know, because you don't want technology getting beyond the sport.
A lot of sports and stars within those sports have trick shots. Is there such a thing as a trick shot in curling? Does some guys show off once in a while? Can you slide it between your legs or go behind your back?
I've seen a few YouTubes. Some of the Canadian players have done, something like that.
But there's a Canadian from Manitoba named Jeff Stoughton who sort of became famous for his spinorama. Where he would spin 360 and throw. That would not be something he would do in an important game moment.
No.
But he has been known to do that just to kind of show off on a shot.
There's a certain amount of equipment that you have. I know shoes are pretty important. Are all the big companies making curling shoes? You don't have Nike or Puma or...
Well, I might be the only person in town who has some Puma curling shoes.
Yeah, all right. There's you have a hat that goes with it, like Ricky Fowler?
I do not. I could not pull that off. There are a few main manufacturers of curling shoes. However, there are some people who will custom make shoes from whatever shoes you have.
You have a pair of lucky shoes, Jeff, that you wear when you excel?
I got new shoes this year, and after a couple of weekends of play in the new shoes, my team said, go back to the old shoes.
Ah, I see. Let's say someone's curious like I am, and they want to see your facility. When can they do that?
We have leagues happening most every weeknight, and then we have, again, our junior program, which typically is Saturday mornings. A great opportunity for someone to see the club in action is during one of our bond spiels.
And the physical location is?
It's in the Eau Claire County Expo Building on Lorch Avenue, sort of down in the area by the car dealerships in Action City.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Goodland and Jeff Thompson, thanks. This has been very enlightening. I think I'm a curling fan now. If nothing else, curling's now on my bucket list.
Perfect.
There you go.
All right. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, Jason Card is the all-important ice manager to whom we alluded during that conversation. Curling, it's not just for hairdressers. Hey, support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from Luther College, committed to a liberal arts education that connects faith with learning, freedom with responsibility, and life's work with service. On the web at luther.edu. Coming up, Howard Guitar Lidkey's new CD, direct from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and Jim Oliver previews a very unique play in River Falls on Spectrum West. You're listening to Spectrum West. I'm Al Ross, and I'm in the studio now with Dean Kallenbach, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. We're here today to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, programs like this one, Spectrum West. Give your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Easy to do. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
That donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And please give as generously as you can.
As a regular listener to Spectrum West, you know that Al Ross has his finger on the pulse of the cultural scene here in western Wisconsin. But it's really Al's interviewing style that sets him apart from anybody I've heard on the radio. And I've been in this business 40 years. But, you know, a couple weeks ago, we heard Al interview Peter Noon, and that was just a spectacular interview where, he's talking to a pretty big deal guy who's performing with Herman's Hermits this week at ECRAC, and just had a great time listening to that interview, and you could tell that Peter Noon really enjoyed that interaction with Al. And then, of course, in that same program, You opened up an interview with Nobuyoshi Yasuda, mm-hmm. the fine conductor for the Chippewa Valley Symphony, by asking him about Japanese toilets. I mean, those are not the questions that I would expect to hear on any other radio station or any other program.
It's part of the culture. WPR, you know, is committed to showcasing the best that our region has to offer, and we get to do it weekly here on Spectrum West. And you play an important role, too. We're in partnership with you as a listener and also as a contributor. So give now, if you can, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And when you do, you're a vital part of making this show happen every week.
You know, whether you're already a member or making that first pledge ever, you can become a sustainer. Anyone can. Let us know what your monthly amount is that works for you and whether you want that to come from your credit card or your bank account.
And it really is that easy. And once it's set up, your membership automatically renews, so you don't have to wonder if it's time to pledge or not. Start your sustaining membership now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Make your donation in support of Spectrum West and other programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Dean Kallenbach here. I'm sitting in with your host for Spectrum West, Al Ross, and we're asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during this winter membership drive. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and count on your gift.
Mm-hmm. You know, we do believe that programs you hear on WPR make a difference in your life. That's what we've been hearing from you guys. You're listening right now, and it's a good bet that you listen every day. And during this winter membership drive, we're asking you to put your money where your values are.
Every year, listeners who value public radio give what they can to support WPR. If you're already a member, thank you for making Wisconsin Public Radio as strong as it is right now and will continue to be strong in the future. If you're not a member yet, though, today's the day to become one. Contribute right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here's a perception most people have, that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. Well, yes, we do get funding from the federal government and from the state, but listener contributions make up the single largest source of our income. That's how important you are.
Well, that's right, and it's your support that's vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. So, now that you know how important listener support is to WPR, be a part of it. Make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's a suggestion. Find out if your employer will match your donation.
Good idea.
Yeah, pledge now and then ask your human resources department, HR on the door there, the next time you get a chance.
You know, Alan, a lot of places, even retired employees sometimes qualify for employer matches, so something to keep in mind. Pledge now at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552, then find out if you can get your pledge doubled.
Now, here's something else we hear from listeners all the time. Every time they listen and you listen to WPR, you and they learn something. Whether it's about the news of the day, a personal anecdote, history, or pop culture, there's
Japanese
always
toilets.
Not just interesting, it's vital information you need to know. And I don't know why we don't have those in America yet. Hopefully there's a movement started.
So to speak, yes.
Movement. There's always something interesting going on.
Listening to WPR reminds you that life is truly fascinating in all sorts of ways, and that you're glad to always learn something new. That engagement you feel when you listen, well, that's worth your support. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, and show your pride. Get one of those WPR t-shirts for
I'm
a gift of
one.
$10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And hey, if you're a sustaining member, thank you, thank you, thank you. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 a month if you can, or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Back to Spectrum West now. Your pledge is important, though, so call us, 888-202-2552. Or go online at WPR.org. Thank you.
Can't even begin to tell you how much we appreciate that. Your support. You know, among all the wonderful theater company offerings adorning stages all across western Wisconsin on any given week or season, Jim Oliver often turns the spotlight on one during a segment of Spectrum West. And this week, it's River Falls that's illuminated. Here's Jim.
Commenting on a New Jersey production of The White Snake, a New York Times critic wrote, "Even the darkest evil is brightly beautiful in The White Snake, a play that doesn't want a single scene to whiz by without a wow from the audience." The White Snake is a play adapted by Tony Award-winning director and playwright Mary Zimmerman, first saw the light of day in 2012 at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. The University of Wisconsin River Falls Theater will present the play opening tonight, Thursday, and running through Saturday and next Thursday through Saturday. On the telephone to talk about The White Snake is Robin Murray, professor of theater arts at the university and the director of the play. The play was staged at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis and the Goodman Theater in Chicago a couple of years ago, but I don't know that it's all that well known around here yet. What attracted you to the show?
Well, what attracted me is that I have had a friend who brought me back the script, having seen it at Oregon Shakespeare Festival where it premiered. Mm-hmm. And so I had the script on my desk for a long time, and I tried to get permission to do it last season. They wouldn't grant permission. We kept trying to figure out why, and sure enough, it turned out that the Guthrie was presenting it.
Uh-huh.
It is a beautiful play. I saw the Guthrie production, but I also, when I was in China with our Experience China program from the University of Wisconsin River Falls, I was teaching my students this legend of the White Snake in Hangzhou, where the legend supposedly takes place. And we had the opportunity to go see a company from the United States perform in one of the water towns, Wuxian, in China. So I saw Americans perform it for Chinese people who were watching Chinese supertitles like the opera on the screen. So that was very exciting to hear them laugh and knowing the play very well to hear how they reacted. But what fascinates me about this particular script is not only is the story a kind of universal love story, but Mary Zimmerman's written it so that the audience has the opportunity to decide which version they like. If you ask any Chinese person about the White Snake, you will get into a discussion with them in which they will explain that it works this way, and then the next person you talk to says, "Oh, no, it works this way." And Mary Zimmerman's done a really beautiful job of laying that out in the script. The other thing that attracted me to the script is that it is very sophisticated story theater. It uses a style of theater in which we don't try to be realistic, but in which we lay out, well, this is how we think it happened, and we play a little bit with that. She provides us the opportunity to use puppets and very minimal sets, but theater magic to make things happen. And the audience is invited in to imagine the story and then also to decide who they think is evil, whether it's White Snake or Fa Hai, and how they think it ends.
Now I've got to try and get this straightened out in my own head here. Now, is this something that the audience just chooses for themselves, which version they
like? No, it's just while you're watching different versions. So a narrator might say, well, here's where the story, some people say this happened and some people say that happened.
Mm.
And we'll play them both out.
Okay, so you're making the audience work a little bit.
Yes, the audience has to work a little bit.
Okay.
And most audiences enjoy providing a little bit of imagination to the story and being part of that.
Well, she is Robin Murray, who is director of the University of Wisconsin River Falls theater production of The White Snake. How large of a cast do you have?
The cast is 12, except for the young woman playing White Snake. Each person plays more than one role.
Give us a little bit of a flavor of what the story is about.
A White Snake who lives up on a mountain in China. She has worked to become enlightened over years and years and years. And as she becomes enlightened enough, she can transform her shape into that of a human.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks down and she says, "I want to go down there and I want to see what it's all about to be human." And she invites her friend, the Green Snake, to come with her. And they transform themselves into young women, And while they're down on Earth, she falls in love. And there is a priest named Fahai. And he doesn't think she should be doing that and meddling in the affairs of humans. And so they have a couple of battles in which he wants her to go back to being a snake.
Aside from the cast members, how are the students involved otherwise in the show?
I have three students that are helping design various elements. So we have a student who's the sound designer, and he's designed a very beautiful soundtrack that plays under many of the scenes. We're also using some live sound, and he was instrumental in helping figure out which instruments we would use and when they would be played. And then there is a young woman that has designed the makeup, and there is a young woman who's designed the props and has assistant designed projections. And so we use projections to help round out the story and provide some imaginative background.
Now, considering the play's origins are in a Chinese fable, is your cast able to be ethnic neutral or racially neutral, however you want to phrase it?
Yeah, we call it colorblind casting, and okay. None of them are Chinese. None of them try to be Chinese. We're playing it as a universal folk story, great tale, in the same way that you don't need Germans to play Hansel and Gretel. In that German folktale, you don't really need Chinese. It's a universal tale of love and forgiveness and people who might be evil and people who might not.
Is the costuming pretty much then colorblind?
The costuming indicates we're probably in China, and the music does too, as does the setting. But it's fairly timeless. It sort of seems old-timey. Very fantasy-like. It's like a storybook. Thinking of the whole thing as if you were reading a young person's picture book.
Ah. Well, the play is The White Snake, an adaptation of an ancient Chinese fable. The show opens tonight, if you're listening on Thursday through Saturday, and next Thursday through Saturday at the Blanche Davis Theater of the Kleinpel Fine Arts Building at the University. For ticket information, use your favorite internet search engine to find the University of Wisconsin River Falls. And we've been talking to the director, Robin Murray, who is professor of theater at the university. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jim Oliver, ladies and gentlemen. Support for WPR comes from the Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra. Guest conductor Frank Watkins leads the orchestra through masterpieces from the Italian Baroque. Saturday, March 5th at Grace Lutheran Church in Eau Claire. Details at eauclairechamberorchestra.org. You're listening to Spectrum West. I'm Al Ross. So nice of you to join us. Howard Lidke has released a splendid new CD that is just around the corner. We're going to take a little break from the usual business here on Spectrum West and tell you that this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. I'm Al Ross. Dean Kallenbeck has stepped into the studio with us. Listener contributions are the single largest source of funding at WPR. There's a fact. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including Spectrum West, I hope, on the air. So make your contribution now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
It's a simple and efficient process. It takes just a few minutes of your time. You tell us your name. Give us your contact information. Tell us how much you want to give and how you'd like to pay. Now, you can give in a lump sum, but better yet, become a monthly sustainer. No matter how you choose to give or how much you choose to give, use the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, for over 20 years now, Spectrum West has been covering the dynamic arts scene here in western Wisconsin. The torch has been handed to me. Mm-hmm. We're thrilled to provide the cultural beat that you rely on.
And we're proud that WPR is a vital part of Western Wisconsin. With a show like Spectrum West, which is one of the most popular programs on Wisconsin Public Radio in this part of the state, we're proud that listener support is the single biggest piece of the budget that makes this show and all the shows on WPR possible. So join in the community effort of making Spectrum West possible with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And are you ready for some exciting news? This membership drive, you can choose the WPR T-shirt as your thank you gift for your pledge of $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120. I look forward to seeing those T-shirts all over Western Wisconsin. It's cotton, and it's printed right here in the Badger State.
Yeah, it's a gray with a circular WPR design on it, and your pledge supports the programs. You'll love the T-shirt. Check it out at WPR.org and ask for yours when you pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Al Ross, and I'm enjoying some time in the studio with Dean Kallenbach, asking for your support of WPR during this winter membership drive. You can pledge right now at WPR.org online or call 888-202-2552. Maybe your gift will be $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose. That's the right amount.
Well, maybe WPR is worth $4 a day to you. If so, consider becoming a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle. 9XM members are listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support WPR programs, and that works out to less than $4 a day.
I was sitting here thinking while you were saying that, what I spend $4 a day on. Sensible. If you find that you've been getting more value from WPR in the past year, consider a contribution that, as Dean told you, puts you in the 9XM Leadership Circle. Make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, many of the things you pay for improve your quality of life. Good coffee, for instance, or locally brewed beer.
There you go.
Dinner out with friends or something fun with your kids, fun activity.
Your WPR listening is just like those other things that are worth paying for. It makes your life richer. Support what's important to you with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might spend a few dollars a month on TV streaming or a movie subscription. Well, think about WPR in that same way. You tune in every day for information and entertainment.
And you know, if you've never given before, walking before you run's a good idea. Start with a gift of $5 a month. That's comparable to your Netflix, maybe even a better deal. It's easy to set up, and you can do it here online at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Some friendly people will help you out.
We use the term pledge a lot, and what does a pledge mean? Well, a pledge is a promise. We pledge to bring you great shows every day. You pledge to support them with a contribution in any amount.
And when you help pay the costs of this station, we'll make sure that there's something interesting for you to listen to. That's our pledge. So make yours if you can at WPR.org at 888-202-2552 by phone.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift right now really helps.
And this pledge drive, support the radio you love and ask for your WPR T-shirt. It's yours when you give $10 a month or a one-time pledge of $120 online at WPR.org or by phone 888-202-2552.
If you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, your gift is powerful. It really does make a difference. You can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Here's a Spectrum memo for you. This is the weekend of performances by the Nordic Fiddlers Block. Anders Hall was our guest last week, of course. Saturday evening at 7, they play at the West Denmark Parish Hall in Luck, Wisconsin. And Sunday, it's a 1:30 p.m. concert at the Barron Area Community Center. Tickets will be available at the door. You know, back in 2014, we told you the story of how Howard Guitar Lidke finally found a guitar player whom he admired as a teen. Travis Womack was and is a self-styled player who recorded an instrumental 45 RPM record that knocked Howard and friends for a loop. Then 40-some years later, Howard found Travis down in Alabama and paid him a visit. Well, there's now a CD on which Howard enjoys the company of Travis Womack and his friends in the legendary music neighborhood around Muscle Shoals, Alabama. This is the original title tune. It's called Going Down to Alabama.
Well, north of Chicago, in the place I call sweet home. Black ice, it ain't nice when the weather gets so cold. Then the winter blues starts to get to me, and I need a change of pace. I grab my guitar, I gas up my car, I get on out of this place. I'm going down to Alabama.
The CD contains a bunch of cleverly arranged R&B classics. It's a delight, and we huddled with both gentlemen recently, finding out Travis is very glad that he met Howard, and he loves the CD.
Oh, it's awesome, man. I listen to it every day. It's real. It's real, man. It's just, you don't hear the feel and the excitement of CDs much anymore.
I'm calling it a down-and-dirty blues CD. Very clean, a bread-and-water CD. Nothing fancy except for the ability of the players. Is that how you like to play it?
That's pretty well summing it up. Just music from the heart, not the chart.
Oh, I like that. Although, I have to say that I was surprised to see a photo of a guy in the booklet inside the CD, a guy holding a vibra slap. That didn't seem to fit. It's like putting ketchup on a filet mignon.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what that thing is.
I've listened to the CD. I'm trying to find the vibra slap in there, and I don't know that I found it. So, Travis, over the years, how often has a pilgrimage like Howard's happened to you where someone said, oh, man, I had that record. I had that 45. You're the guy?
I think maybe Howard woke people up. In the last couple of years, I've had a good many people that have found me that were fans back in the 60s, you know, and are just amazed that I'm still playing and, you know, still on top of my game. So I think he might have woke some players up with his story and everything. I'm so proud that he did.
And he's proud, too.
You know, it's been just a pleasure working with Howard. I didn't know anybody up there in that neck of the woods played like that until he came down here and thought I shared myself playing. Our styles were so close, and you put us together, and something's going to go off. Be some fireworks.
You know, people up here, we don't even slow down in the winter. You know, you'd think that it's like molasses. We'd slow down, but we don't.
We're completely backward down here, man. Nobody knows how to drive it. No over ice. It's really a joke.
I was the only one that had an ice scraper in my car when I was down there.
It was a rarity.
Travis, when you recorded Scratchy and Firefly as a young guy, did you have any expectations for it? Did you think it had potential? Do you remember what that was like?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a number one record. Of course, the B side, Firefly, in my mind, that was the A side.
Firefly.
And Scratchy was the B-side, and probably one of the biggest thrills for a 16-year-old kid was the same year I went to New York. My band, we backed up Peter and Gordon from England, and I'm sitting up there in a big hotel in New York, scanning the skies, as we call it, circling on the station, and I come across a Scratchy being played in New York City. Now, you're talking about freaking a 16-year-old kid out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Howard, did you know the moment you stepped across the state line in Alabama on your way to see Travis the first time that you would be back to record a CD?
No, not at all.
Well, as soon as you met him, and you played in a club with him, did it click to you that you wanted to come back and record?
Not until I found out they had a studio.
Oh, okay.
I was just very excited to step on stage with Travis and the band. It was a great time playing. It's all on YouTube, and I watch it every once in a while.
And Travis, what are you thinking when you heard Howard play the first time?
It was magic. I mean, it was like, this guy can play, and it was like we've been playing together all our life. I mean, it was just a natural thing. There was no
trying to figure out what this one was going to do or what that was going to do. I mean, we just jumped in there, and I mean, it just fell into place.
Kind of cosmic, and it's almost like your brothers that were meant to meet somewhere along the line.
It is. Put us on stage together, and we're going to hit you with that 1-2 punch. It's awesome. I'm going out to him, and he's going to turn out to me, and it's like just a big guitar slang and duel show when we play together.
Well, speaking of that, I'm sure that Howard's by now an honorary Alabaman. You need to come up to Wisconsin for a show or two.
We're talking about it. We're trying to figure something out for this summer.
No, I think you ought to come in the winter. Well, tell us a little more about Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Anybody who's familiar with music knows that it's very well known. Physically, it's along the Tennessee River. You recorded in Tuscumbia, which is what, in that area?
We're quad cities. You've got Tuscumbia, Sheffield, Lawrence, and Muscle Shoals. All the cities are just, they run together. You don't ever know when you're out of one into the other one. But Muscle Shoals, you know, we were hot back in the 60s and 70s and still going strong. We had three groups from our area that won Grammys last week. Bluegrass group of Steel Drivers, they won Grammys. Alabama Shakes. Another guy from down here, Jason Isbell, he won 2 or 3 Grammys. So the place is still pretty hot, and I think Howard's come along at the right time. Getting a lot of talk about his CD down here.
Sounds like you're going to be traveling south again, Howard.
I will be traveling south in April.
How about the lineup on the CD, Howard? These are all a lot of real classic blues things. A mixture of covers and originals?
Well, there's one original on the CD.
There is, okay.
Yeah, Travis helped me write that. I didn't give him credit like I should have on the thing there. But Roger Clark's on there. He's got over 300 albums to his credit. That's on the drums. Wayne Chaney, there's probably a lot about him that I don't know. He was Little Richard's stage manager for a few years after Travis quit.
Cool.
Jim Whitehead on keyboards. He used to travel with Carl Perkins.
It was kind of, I guess you could say, a group effort getting everybody together. And we didn't waste no time. We knocked the tracks out.
So who did the arrangements of some of the well-known songs like Mercy, Mercy, Mercy and The Last Time? And are those your arrangements, Howard?
Yeah, they are my arrangements.
Okay. Born Under a Bad Sign?
Well, that was inspired by the Rita Coolidge version, 1971. That was a little faster, but My Generation was a kind of a unique arrangement, a lot of people tell me.
People try to put us down just because we get around. They say cool is awful cold. I hope I die before I get old. I'm talking about my generation. I'm talking about my generation.
You guys are joined at the hip now. You're going to be hanging out together.
We are brothers of the guitar.
There you go.
We're looking forward to more good stuff, live and recorded. That's in the plans?
We can't stop now. It's just now really starting to rock.
Life is too short to stop rocking.
There are a lot of good quotes that are coming out of this interview. These are things that are going to be etched in stone eventually, somewhere along the line. Travis, thanks so much for being with us on Spectrum West. I appreciate it. I've been a fan of yours as well. It's just that I'm not going to be able to hang out with you like Howard does. I'm about 1/1000th of a guitar player that Howard Liedtke is. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
Howard?
Thank you, Travis. I'll be seeing you soon.
Okay, buddy. Be safe.
Thanks, Howard. The CD is called Going Down to Alabama, the Muscle Shoals Sessions, Howard Guitar Liedtke and Friends, like Travis Womack, no less. Available at the local store in Eau Claire, online at howardliedtke.com, CD Baby Online has it, amazon.com has it, and if you run into Howard, ask him. I'll bet he might have one in his van. I'll bet. This is Spectrum West. Good to have you along. Other than Jim's featured production this week, what's on stage in Western Wisconsin theater venues? I was just wondering the same thing. Here's Mr. Oliver with some answers.
Thanks, Al. Pippin will be staged by the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire Theater today, Thursday through Saturday, and next Wednesday through Saturday at the Keir Theater on the campus of the university. The Eau Claire Children's Theater will present the musical Camelot next Thursday through Sunday at the State Theater in Eau Claire. Kids on Stage will present Schoolhouse Rock Friday through Sunday at the Northern Star Theater in Rice Lake. The Wide Spot Players will present the mystery comedy The Butler Did It Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and next Friday and Saturday at the Wide Spot Performing Arts Center in Stockholm. Shrek the Musical Junior will be performed by the Phipps Children's Theater Friday through Sunday at the Phipps Center for the Arts in Hudson. Cumberland ETC has scheduled auditions for Alice in Wonderland from 6 to 9 p.m. today, Thursday, and 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday at the ETC Theater. The Eau Claire Children's Theater will hold auditions for Grimm M.D., Fairy Tale Doctor, written by Jim and Jane Jeffries of Eau Claire, at 7 p.m. Sunday and Monday at the Oxford Theater. Auditions for the Phipps Children's Theater intergenerational production of Pinkalicious the Musical will be held on Monday and Tuesday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Phipps Center for the Arts in Hudson.
Thank you, sir. Spectrum Memo, the third annual The Art of Film series, continues Saturday at the Shell Lake Arts Center beginning 7 p.m. No admission. The movie Saturday is Whiplash. It's rated R. Full list of upcoming dates and films is at the website shelllakeartscenter.org. Don't forget the Eau Claire Regional Arts Center State Theater in Eau Claire presents Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon, tonight, Thursday, 7:30. If you're listening Friday, I hope it was fun. And if you didn't make it, you can catch it next time. The Forum at UW Eau Claire presents Lawrence Lessig next Wednesday, March 2nd, 7:30 p.m. in Schofield Auditorium. The conversation is Republic Lost, How Money Corrupts Congress and a Plan to Stop It. Tickets at the UWEC Service Center, online at uwec.ly/tickets, and by phone, here comes the number, 715-836-INFO. Thanks, Jessica, Debbie, and Dean, a talented trio that keeps us tuned and timely. And thanks to you for being the reality and the reason for Spectrum West. It's about you, Western Wisconsin. Thanks again for your support. And I promise we'll muster again next week. In the meantime, be good, be careful, be happy. Most of all, be yourself, huh? See ya. Thank you.